Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian state media reported a missile attack today on an air base in Homs province, blaming it on the U.S. military, U.S. denying that. Meantime, President Trump has blamed Russian President Vladimir Putin and Iran for what he said was a mindless chemical attack in Syria, at least 40 people dying. University of Pennsylvania Middle East scholar Ian Lustig tells VOA it was a surprise to see him mention Putin on Twitter.
Although it is the case that President Trump has a history of responding emotionally and strongly to pictures of dead children, and these videos that are coming out of Douma are just mind-numbingly horrible. And he probably saw them and reacted.
President Trump did not say how the U.S. might respond to the attack in eastern Ghouta. President Trump is predicting there will be a resolution to the U.S.-China standoff over tariffs, while senior economics advisor, the White House senior economics advisor, Larry Kudlow, tells Fox News Sunday trade tariffs against China are a must.
The whole world, please, the whole world knows China has been violating trade laws for many years, and President Trump is the guy calling them on it, and he's right to do so.
And the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told CBS the threat of higher tariffs poses a risk of a trade war, but he doesn't expect one. In Central African Republic, at least two people killed, dozens wounded, and an operation conducted jointly by UN peacekeepers and government forces. They targeted the Muslim PK5. This is VOA News. German police raided the homes of suspected members of a far-right group in Berlin and elsewhere searching for weapons. Markus Schmidt is a spokesperson for the German federal prosecutor. He said the objective of his encounter was to be able to coordinate action within the so-called Reichsbürger group. The objective of the group, he says, was to eliminate the state order of the Federal Republic of Germany. The raids were not linked to the incident in Munster on Saturday when a man drove a camper van into a group of people sitting outside a restaurant, killing two of them before killing himself. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is celebrating what he calls a great victory for Hungary after his anti-immigration Fidesz party won a large majority in Sunday's parliamentary election. With almost all of the votes counted, Fidesz and its Christian Democrat allies are expected to wind up with 133 seats in the 199-seat parliament. In an acrimonious campaign, Orban portrayed himself as the savior of Hungary's Christian culture against Muslim migration into Europe. Eva Hegyas is a voter in Budapest.
The stakes are huge, huge. We will either become an immigrant country or we will stay free, or we will have to fight for remaining free.
Analysts say a strong win for Orban's one-issue campaign could expose cracks in the 28-nation European Union by boosting other right-wing nationalists in countries like Poland and neighboring Austria and bolster that Central European alliance against the EU's migration policies. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim has announced during a visit to Afghanistan his country's support for an Afghan peace offer to the Taliban. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has offered an unconditional peace talk with the Afghan Taliban over a month ago during a Kabul process conference in the nation's capital, and he asked for a ceasefire. Turkey's call for peace in Afghanistan comes as the Taliban still maintains its silence and has yet to formally respond to the peace offer. The offer, that is, the Afghan High Peace Council, the body tasked with talking to the insurgents, said the Taliban might be mulling over a response. One U.S. official says North Korea has told the United States for the first time that it is prepared to discuss the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula when North Korean leader Kim Jong-un meets with President Trump sometime before May. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.